Well, look who's finally gotten up. Oh, shh, no, it's okay. You're probably still a little groggy. I guess I better bring you up to speed. It's me, Jenna. I'm in your American Lit class. I sit second row on the left. Right? You know who I am. I have been trying to get your attention for a crazy long time, but you never seem to give me, like, the time of day. Which is really frustrating, because most of my teachers, and men in general, kind of act stupid around me. But you just keep your head down, like a teaching robot or something. But yeah, I've been dressing for the win, and you're either not noticing or, like, deeply committed to your job or your wife. I don't know. I wanted to find out, though. And that's why I drugged you. Yes, your coffee. And yep, that's why you're tied to your desk chair right now. Oh, you don't need to be nervous. I'm not dangerous or anything. And no one is going to hear us. No, it's super late. You slept for like a while. But I do want to get to the bottom of something. See, I've been trying to find out if you're into, well, if you like me or whatever. I tried the old-fashioned ways, but you didn't really take the hint, so now we're gonna have to do it the hard way. So, let's take these off. You're certainly not going to need your pants. No. Just lift your foot a second. I mean, we can leave them around your ankles. Not going to make much of a difference. And let's drop these boxers. Oh, wow. You have a nice cock. Well, I had a feeling you would. I could tell just from your shoulders and your forearms. They just kind of scream nice cock. Even if it is soft right now. So, this is how it's going to work. I'm going to start off by taking my clothes off. If you stay soft, I will totally apologize and leave you alone. But if you get hard, I'm going to take that as a sign that you like me and that I did the right thing. So, here goes. Kicking my shoes off. And this tank top that I wore. I wore it for you because it totally shows off my tits. And my nipples get hard if it even drops like 1 degree outside. Do you like my bra? Oh, you do like my bra, don't you? Is that sweat on your forehead? Would it be better if I undid this little clasp? Oh, don't shake your head, no. No, not when your dick is saying yes. Yeah. Let's take this bra off. Uh-oh. Look at that vein. Fuck. You are totally swollen. I knew I could get the truth out of you. I'm not even touching you. Well, I kind of already got my answer, but let's see how hard I can get you. I'm kind of feeling guilty wearing this skirt, you know, when you're all bottomless anyway. Do you like my panties? I couldn't guess if you were a thong guy or if you liked boy shorts. Not going to lie. They're kind of, dripping wet right now. Don't believe me. Here, do you want to feel? I can sit on your lap. I mean, do you feel that? How warm my pussy is against your leg. Jesus, look how hard you are. Your head is so fucking swollen. It looks like it's going to pop. So, do you want me to give your cock what it's craving? No? You don't? You are crazy persistent. Now, don't get me wrong. Your ethics are kind of sexy, but I'm really enjoying fucking with them. Let's see what your moral code thinks of this. I'm just going to pull my panties to the side and guide the head of your cock into my tight little Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels so good. What's the matter? Your whole body, it just, oh, went limp. Look at who just caved. Does that feel good? Does it? Do you like when I slowly lower my tight little body on your cock? I bet you don't want me to stop now. But, I'm gonna have to anyway. Oh, shit. Fuck, it's hard walking away from that dick, but it's time for you to do some thinking, mister. In the meantime, I'm going to take your phone here and take a photo of your cock. Click. And I'm guessing this is your first dick pic, right? And now I'm going to text it from your phone to my phone. Boom. Now, I don't think you're going to tell anyone about this because, I mean, shit. That would be your job, right? You can't be sending dick pics to your students. Instead, you're going to stay nice and quiet, and you're going to think about how good it felt inside me. And how good it would feel to shoot your load deep inside my tight, hot, young pussy. And I'll see you next week after school for a little more tutoring. Something tells me next time we're not gonna need the rope.